there are some ugly parts of history that would be easier to forget. And Colorado's history is no exception. KUNC's Luke Runyon came across a lesser-known moment in the state's water past and the century-old structure that stands as a reminder of it.
It's bitterly cold when Eric Mason and I walk up North St. Vrain Creek in the foothills outside Longmont.
All right, so I think it is up just around the next bend there.
Great. Loving this very crisp walk. Feels great.
Mason is a local historian and a curator at the Longmont Museum. The snow crunches under our feet as we get closer to the site of Chimney Rock Dam, or what's left of it.
So that's the dam there.
Yep.
A concrete arm about the size of a train car juts out into the creek. It doesn't block it completely. Water still flows past. And that's because this dam is unfinished, left in the same state since 1927.
You can see a lot of the structure that normally would be, you know, concealed in a finished dam is still exposed because, you know, it was essentially abandoned mid-construction.
Do people call it the KKK Dam?
I actually don't think too many people know the story.
For those who don't know, an election in 1925 put Ku Klux Klan leaders into a majority of Longmont's city council seats. The Klan in Colorado targeted Catholics, Jews, and Mexicans, and were swept into power with their anti-immigrant rhetoric.
People may know that the KKK was in Longmont, but that they had this strange public works project is probably a lesser-known aspect of the KKK's history in Longmont.
Once in control of the council, they started looking for a splashy infrastructure project. Something big, something made of cement. Something to show the people of Longmont they were getting the job done.
Essentially, they were trying to find a way to employ their friends.
Bags of concrete started piling up at the site, and KKK sympathizers were placed in jobs overseeing the build. But the work was slow, and the initial cost of $85,000 quickly ballooned to $350,000.
Costs were going up, and that combined with, you know, this association with a Klan project.
That's what killed the dam, Mason says. Also, there was a growing group of locals who weren't happy with the change the KKK brought. They called themselves the Visible League, and they took out an ad in the Longmont Daily Times. It read that if the KKK wasn't kept in check, it would only lead to, quote, hatred and distrust in town. By the time the next election rolled around, voters ousted Klan members from the council.
People really, I think, particularly in that first council election, weren't paying attention. And it wasn't until they got into office and started doing some of these crazy things that people realized, no, this was a really bad idea.
The new council quickly put the kibosh on the dam's construction, but they were left with 7,000 sacks of cement. And because more and more people were driving cars in 1927, the bags were hauled into town for a different public works project, road paving. Today, only a small sign tells people they're looking at Chimney Rock Dam, without any detail on how it came to be or of the Ku Klux Klan's role in trying to build it.
People don't like negative history in a lot of ways. They want to think that everything was great in the past. Yeah, there weren't the problems we have today. And the reality is that people have been struggling and fighting against each other for as long as there have been people.
And Mason says it's structures like this unfinished dam that can be reminders to not make the same mistakes of the past. Luke Runyon, KUNC, Longmont.